I'm just so excited to be able to be with you this evening. We're on a new network here. And so please come and check it out. Really, 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 really good. I want you to know that we are here today to talk to you a little bit about just keeping up the faith. And so I want to just make that clear, keeping up the faith. And the Bible tells us that we need to keep the faith of God in order to stay strong in who we believe in. And so that's what I want to demonstrate here. I want us all to understand where it is that I'm coming from. Praise God. And so I pray that you have your Bibles this morning. This evening. Praise God. We're going to be coming out of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Praise God. Give me one second here while praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verses number 1 through 11. Praise God, hallelujah, and so we've got that available here now. So Hebrews chapter 11. Don't forget to we're on another platform, and I just wanted to continue to say that because well, the platform that we're on, you'll be able to use a Bible reference with it. So on sermon.net, praise God, is where we're at. And so I'm going to go ahead and get into this this word right quick. Before I do, we're going to go ahead and just open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for everything that you are, Lord God. We ask that you would just bless this time, Lord God, with us, Lord, that you would just be glorified in it, Lord, and let it fall on the fertile ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1 says that now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. Let me repeat that again. Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Faith, in order to have the kind of faith that God wants us to have, we need to understand that we can't just believe in what's in front of us. We've got to be able to believe what's invisible that we can't see. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I remember that when I was growing up, that I would oftentimes just believe and just what people said and take their word for it, and then but then now coming into the Lord tells me, you know, I've been speaking to mankind for years, and yet we want to see things here and now. But these things that I reveal to you are revealed to you in faith. So can somebody say amen? That God reveals things to his people in faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That in faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Just keeping the faith, is where God wants us to be. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful to be able to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Can somebody say amen to that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. And when you can't please God, what do you think that happens? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let me tell you what happens. What happens is that God looks at the things that you're doing and he reflects back on himself and saying, now I have given him a key to utilize in their life. And they're not using it. Now, faith, the kind of faith that God wants us to have in him, praise God, is the kind of faith that moves, hallelujah, that moves reality, moves the things around you that frees you from where you were at in your life. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I need to be free of fear. And God says, for whom the Son has set free, he is free indeed. Hallelujah. And the only way you can be free, praise God, is by believing and knowing God's will for your life. He loves you and has a great plan for your life and wants to see you be successful and not for you not to fail or lack in any area. But he wants you to keep on going forward. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. He wants you to know to keep on praying until something happens. You might not see the things that can happen for you right now, but he guarantees you that they will happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I'm so glad that God has given us this thing for us to know. Hallelujah. Because this is what God wants us to know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's a wonderful God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to fail because you couldn't understand. That's why he wants us to get into this faith thing. Get into this faith thing, y'all. Come on, somebody. Understand that God wants you to have a relationship with him. Hallelujah. How can I have a relationship with God? I can have a relationship with God if I believe him. Hallelujah. I can have a relationship with God if I trust him. I can have a relationship with God if I am free from bound from who I was. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God is good. I want you to know that God is good all the time, and Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, there is no other like God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God is good. And anyone that doesn't understand that, I want to encourage you to get to know him today. It's important that we keep the faith. It's important that we keep hope alive and we understand that God is who he says he is. And that he, hallelujah, has a great plan for our life. Hallelujah. Keep the faith. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, we want to encourage you that we want to pray for you today. Hallelujah. It's available. If you need someone to talk to and you don't know where else to turn to, praise God, then we want you to know you can turn right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't know that Jesus Christ can be the center of your life, then we want you to know he can be and he will be when you make that decision. Hallelujah. The Bible says that without faith it's impossible to please God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Without faith, we won't be able to understand who he is. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter number 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know that we've got to seek God with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our being and all of our soul. Hallelujah. It's not complicated. Hallelujah. It's not scientific. It's hallelujah. He wants you to know that hallelujah, when you believe in me, then everything is possible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God has given us an illustration of what having faith in him looks like. Hallelujah. You see, in verse number 4, it says that by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. Hallelujah. Here's an illustration of faith. Hallelujah. Do you believe it today? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Will you believe in God today? Just trust him. Trust him today. Hallelujah. Just hallelujah. Just let him, let his will be done in your life. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to know that the Holy Spirit is here and available, and God is there with you. Hallelujah. Just let him on in. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he will do the impossible in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll see you next time.